absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig interkulturell.
Absolut interkulturalisch.
Absolutamente interkulturell.
Absolutely intercultural.
Hello and welcome to show 229 of our podcast, Absolutely Intercultural, in which we are once again going to focus on cultural aspects of grocery shopping. My name is Laurent Borgmann and I will guide you through our show today. In our first category, Absolutely Indian, Hari Gautam Somasundaram, Dr. Arvind Sivaramakrishnan and Dr. T.J. Kamalanaban will talk about grocery shopping in India. Hari, who is a student, tells us that he prefers going to the supermarket rather than the market or buying fruit from trolleys in the street. Dr. Arvind, on the other hand, will talk about the challenges of grocery shopping in Indian markets.
And that means I do all my own everyday shopping, which for someone in my position as a professor is a little unusual, but it's not easy. It can drive you crazy. Normally, staff would do the shopping. For fresh fruit and vegetables.
In the second category, absolutely personal, our guests will continue by describing their long-term relationships they have with their grocery shop owners. The system is based on a very personalized service in which the shopkeeper will even take the food to your house and you are at liberty to pay them after weeks.
Sometimes you take the grocery, he delivers it at home. You give the money probably after a week or 10 days or even really? After a month. That extent, there is that flexibility that operates between the grocery shop owner and the customer.
In our final category, absolutely non-vegetarian, we will discuss that in India, in fact, most people are vegetarians. This is why they use the term non-vegetarian for meat eaters. Even in families, if you are a non-vegetarian, you cannot expect to eat meat every day.
And I'm a non-vegetarian, and by saying I'm a non-vegetarian, I consume meat once in a week. Mm-hmm. And if I ask for meat more than once a week, my mother will be like, you had meat last Sunday, and you're not allowed to have it.
And your mother is absolutely right.
But now, let us start with the show. In our first category, absolutely Indian, Hari, Dr. Arvind and Dr. Kamal will talk about different types of grocery shopping in India. We hear about supermarkets, grocery stores, but also street vendors who sell fresh fruit and vegetables early in the morning. These stalls in the street still play a very important part in the community.
Okay, well, a bit of background. I was born in what used to be the city of Madras. I'm British by settlement, but I grew up all over the world. I look after myself in the city of Madras, Chennai now, and that means I do all my own everyday shopping, which for someone in my position as a professor is a little unusual, but it's not easy. It can drive you crazy. Normally, staff would do the shopping. Okay. For fresh fruit and vegetables, our local stall, which is often open very early, 6 o'clock in the morning, and mm-hmm. you'll see people buying fruit and vegetables for the day because in the heat, particularly if you haven't a fridge or a cool room, then it's hard to keep things for the day.
Right. When you say the stall, what do you mean? Can you describe that a little bit? Is that a shop? Does it have doors?
Well, for fruit and vegetables, I walk 100 meters to the corner. There is a stand with a plastic covering for the sun and a man who has been there for 20 years. Okay. He probably has
same
a license.
Person.
Same person. He has family okay. helping him. And he has a license from the city council, from the corporation, to work there. And he has fresh fruits and vegetables every day, which he gets very early in the morning from about 15 kilometers away.
Now, that's interesting. You talk about the license. Does that mean it is possible to have a stall in the street with fruit and vegetable, for example, and not have a license?
Yes, it is possible. There are people who just on a daily basis, they do come. They sell the fruits. They even come to the doorstep of your house.
Okay.
And then they sell the fruits and you can buy it from them. This happens regularly and there is a lot of personal touch with these people. They come and knock at your door and then they say that this is the kind of fruit that we have for today. Would okay. you like to have it? And then they give it and then go.
Okay, and they probably know what you usually yes. take and it's much more personal than in the supermarket. Now, what about young people?
First of all, the one explained by Dr. Arvind was a grocery shop. And the one explained by Dr. Mm-hmm. Kamal was a small trolley-like thing which is being pushed on the mm-hmm. roads. And there is a preconceived notion that this guy has the most fresh fruits and vegetables with him because wow. he brings it fresh from the market. And if we don't have him, we go to the grocery. And if we don't get the grocery, then we go to the supermarket. This is how we rate it. Okay. But as a student, I'll say that we look for convenience more than fresh products. Mm-hmm. So my parents would prefer like Dr. Arvind, but I would feel that in the evening, whatever I get, okay. that would be my preference.
So that means you go to the supermarket, one stop, and then you have everything you need?
Yeah, supermarkets or the grocery shop. But the grocery shop might have lost all the good vegetables in the morning because there is a trend of okay. adults going to the grocery at 6, 7. So they pick all the good vegetables and you don't have any good vegetables left in the evening. So we are forced to go to the supermarket.
Good to know that in India you need to go shopping early in the morning to get the best fruits and vegetables. Of course, partly this is due to the high temperatures. However, this is not the only difference between Indian grocery shopping and European grocery shopping, which brings us to our second category. Absolutely personal. In India, the shopkeeper usually does not only know your name, but might also know where you live, because they would go to your house and sell you the fresh fruits and vegetables at your doorstep. In Germany, in a big city, I cannot imagine that the grocery shop owner would know my name or ask about my family, even if I'm a regular customer. To be quite honest, I'm not even sure I would be pleased to be so close with my grocery shop owner, even if this familiarity obviously comes with a better service orientation.
I would also use one step ahead where there is also credit facility that is being provided. You uh-huh. know, sometimes you take the grocery, he delivers it at home, you give the money probably after a week or 10 days or even really? After a month. Oh, to okay. that extent, there is that flexibility that operates between the grocery shop owner and the customer.
It is not on a professional basis. It is on a personal basis. It will be given to you if the shopkeeper knows you for a while, like for 2 years, 3 years.
Okay.
And mostly the grocery shop owners know the customers for more than 10 years. And so it's like if you make a call, it reaches you and he doesn't even demand money for it. When you feel like paying him, you pay him. The relationship is so personal.
Can you imagine that I go to a supermarket and I've gone to that supermarket for the last 15 years and nobody in that shop knows my name?
When I go back for the start of the semester in India and I go back to the shops, they say to me in Tamil, "Good morning, sir. We haven't seen you for quite some time. How are you?" And I say, "Well, been away, family, you know." And in India, family is very important. So that's understood. But the personal touch is central. It took me some time to get used to it. If I hadn't got the right change, they would say, "Oh, don't worry, next time."
By the way, does that make a big difference between somebody who is in his 20s and maybe your grandmother, the kind of shopping that you do?
I think the difference is dependent on the product that we search for and the product they search for. So mostly people like us don't go for vegetable shopping. And somehow our parents think that they are better in shopping vegetables and fruits.
Okay.
And we are not.
Okay. You're allowed to buy the washing powder and your mom goes out to buy the melons.
Exactly, exactly. And somewhere she feels that if it is tomato or onion, it should be her who handpicks every vegetable.
Right.
And I also see that there is a culture of having a pile of vegetables put together and mm-hmm. you sell it to a customer. If that was the case in India, most of the grocery shoppers wouldn't be able to sell the vegetables because they want to pick their vegetables that they want.
I've seen it happen. My mother told me once when I went down to the shops very early from her flat. I was on holiday. And I said there are a lot of older men there, middle-aged men, a bit like me, shopping for herbs, for seasonings, yeah. and fresh fruit and vegetables. And she said, yes, very often the men will go first thing in the morning at about 6 o'clock or 6:30. In the tropics, it's easier to get up so early anyway and get the fruit and vegetables. But for cooking and eating the same day, if people haven't got fridges at home, or as I said, a cooler room where they can store things, it's eaten the same day.
Interesting. Would your parents let you buy the fruits and vegetables when you were a student? In India, it is really important to have fresh produce. Many households do not have a fridge to conserve the fruits and vegetables, so they do the shopping day by day. This is culturally very different from what Scott described about grocery shopping in Canada in the last show, in episode 228. So, let's listen to our last category, absolutely non-vegetarian. Europeans stop and think when they hear the concept, non-vegetarian, as it sounds very strange, because this simply means that you consume meat. This term is used because most Indians are vegetarians and most shops do not sell any meat, fish or eggs. However, this separation creates a good place for the majority of the population. This is because, unlike in Europe, in the tropical climate, the meat would have to be extremely fresh. Therefore, the chicken would actually be killed in the market or even sold alive to be slaughtered at home.
Most of us are vegetarians, and then we enjoy vegetarian food. Once in a way, probably, we look at the non-vegetarian stuff. And in most of the cases, we find that women don't even get into the fish market to buy fishes.
Oh.
Okay, even in a big departmental store, if there are non-vegetarian food like mutton, meat or the fish is available, it's the men who goes and picks that particular thing.
Right.
And
then so gets there is it a gender out. Difference
yeah.
There
you,
as well.
You find that.
Okay. Now, in India, I learned a new word, which is non-vegetarian. Actually, as a European, you need to think at that moment because you don't even understand it, because the standard is meat eating.
And I want to make this clear. If Indian says it is meat, fish is also meat. And egg is also meat. Only plants and plants are vegetarian. Mm-hmm. And anything else apart from it is meat. And we don't have much processed food. That is because Indians believe that meat must be very fresh. Even vegetables can be bought if it is not fresh, but not meat. Never meat. So if you cut an animal and you keep it for more than 5-6 hours, I'm pretty sure that no one will buy it. In India, you don't have meat in the supermarket. Mm. Never. Mm. If you sell meat in the supermarket, people would not prefer to come inside because they want to associate meat completely to the butcher and they want supermarket to be completely different, which gives a good environment for vegetarians and non-vegetarians.
Do you have friends who don't ever eat any meat?
Yeah, I have a lot of friends who don't touch meat, who cannot consume a meal with a person who is consuming non-vegetarian food.
Okay.
I have some people in India with whom, if I go to a restaurant, I would prefer vegetarian because I would not want to embarrass him. So this is a situation, but we have a lot of vegetarian people, and I'm a non-vegetarian. And by saying I'm a non-vegetarian, I consume meat once in a week. And if I ask for meat more than once a week, my mother will be like, you had meat last Sunday and you're not allowed to have it.
And your mother is absolutely right, because I think the scientists tell us that this is how we should all eat, actually.
I should say I have never bought meat in India. In general, I don't eat meat anyway. My other half is Scottish and a strict vegetarian. One time I do is at the German consulate's Dr. Einheit. And they have wonderful meats and Wurst and Salami and Käse from Germany. So that's one of the occasions I do. Otherwise, it's vegetarian.
And then you don't take your better half and you go on your own and enjoy.
Well, she would just avoid the meats. But she would just avoid the meats. So.
Can you imagine your mom telling you that you cannot eat meat because you had meat 5 days ago? Maybe we should all start thinking about consuming meat in a more responsible way. Would you be so considerate as not to eat meat if you're having lunch with a vegetarian person? In many respects, I think Indians are a little ahead of us when it comes to sustainable behavior and mutual respect. Thank you to our guests from the Indian Institute of Technology and to our listeners who joined us for today's show. So what about you? Would you like to leave the house at 6 o'clock in the morning to handpick the vegetables that you are going to cook on that very day? Or would you prefer to go to the supermarket and get all the shopping for the whole week done in one go, as Scott described in our last show? Let us know on our website at absolutely-intercultural.com. Here you can get more information about this and about previous episodes. And if you liked our show, please like us on Facebook too. By the way, did you know that we are also on iTunes? You can subscribe to us there for free and you can give us a rating and a comment. We would very much appreciate that. Our next show will be coming to you from Anne Fox in Denmark in September. Until then, bleiben Sie absolut interkulturell. absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig tvärkulturell.
Absolut interkulturell.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.